Great Southern's Triple M, you're with Draker, and now, without a doubt, across Australia, we're showing a lot of support for the, you know, farmers across the eastern states where, you know, droughts and things like that, they need that relief, and a lot of funding's going towards that, but there's also a bit of issue with pig farming, as I recently found out, and I had a caller just call in from the Great Southern, pig farmer on the line. Mate, thanks for joining me. Tell us what's going on with pig farming, because I didn't know this myself, to be honest.
G'day, Draker. Yeah, we've got a bit of a predicament in the pig industry. There's a lot of pigs out there at the moment, and they need a home. We've, in the industry, have been probably a little bit more efficient, and we've overshot the mark because there is a lot of pig meat out there at the moment. But one of the biggest processors in the state had to push back a bit because there was too many pigs, and they've had to do reductions to certain growers or all their growers, some 10%, some 30%, some 50%, some even 100%. So being in a drought's one thing, Draker, but when you lose your markets and find it placing pig meat into the local market, it's very hard at the moment. And we've found that all consumers are very, very concerned. They want to know where their product's coming from. But what they have to do to help out, if they possibly can, is, yeah, look for the WA brand, look for the WA fresh pork, and we've just got to get a bit more pork on our fork at the moment to help us out, because sheep are still worth a price to sell, so people have the choice to sell. But right now, if you lose your market, it really is difficult. And with the price of grain going upwards of $100 a tonne, which is really, really good for all the grain cockies, but pigs, we need to feed grain, so that also adds to our predicament.
So it comes down to, obviously, at the shops, looking for those WA brands. But what else can we do, Graham, to really, you know, support these guys out there?
Well, what we need is buy local, eat best, eat west. Really ask, you know, be involved where your food's coming from. Ask. My wife and I have set up a small business to try to move fresh pork ourselves. You know, anything counts. But it comes from the consumer. If they just go buy a packet of pork off the shelf and they don't know where it comes from, just ask. And if you don't, your local butchers are all fresh, local stuff. And supermarkets have got West Australian stuff there. But we just really need everybody to ask. And it only comes down to one more serve per week per family of pork, which gets us out of this predicament. It's only 8% oversupplied, which really is just a couple of chops a week. If we could get people to do that, or a nice pork roast. That's
absolutely
the way we've got to go, Draker. Put more pork on your fork.
Exactly. And it's kind of like down to, you know, every vote counts when it comes to like voting for, you know, your Prime Minister or anything like that. This is the same sort of principle right here as well. Look, thank you very much for joining me, Graham, and all the best for hopefully everyone getting on board with supporting WA pork.
No worries. Thank you for your time.
Now I've got Rocket for a recap of the weekend's Upper Great Southern Hockey Association. How did it all go on the weekend?
Very well, with some very surprising results, which can make big differences to the ladder.
Ooh, I do like those.
Which is what we want.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into it, I guess.
All right, Sports Power Men's A Grade. Riffs, 6 goals, defeated Olympics, 2 goals. All Blacks, 5 goals, defeated Warriors, 2 goals. Sports Power Women's A Grade. Wagen, 4, defeated Warriors, 1. Robins, 2, defeated Williams, 0. Edwards Holden's Men's B Grade. Williams, 3, defeated Warriors, 0. Riff 2, defeated Olympics, 1. Wagen 5, defeated Pingelly, 0. Dumble Young 1, defeated All Blacks, 0. And then Edwards Holden's Women's B Grade, Pingelly 2, defeated Robins, 1. Brookton 2, defeated Wickapen, 1. All Blacks 3, drew with Warriors, 3. And Wagen 1, defeated Williams, 0. Upper School, Vultures defeated Ag Rangers, 3-0. And Eagles defeated Collegians, 5-4. Middle School, Tigers defeated Leopards 6-0, Pumas defeated Cougars 1-0, Lions defeated Panthers 6-0. Going on to our lower school, our future champions, Devils defeated Bulldogs 3-1, Williams defeated Saints 4-0, Wagen and Stingrays had a great 1-1 draw, and Brookton defeated Dingoes 1-0.
Beautiful.
So it was some really good games.
Absolutely. And, you know, so it's all heating up for, well, how long are we away from the finals?
We've got two more weeks for seniors. Yep. And just to show you how close it is, in the Sports Power Men's A grade, Riffs are now on top on 24. Warriors are 21, Olympics and All Blacks are 16. Now, in the men's A and the women's A, we only take the top three through to the finals.
Mm.
So that's made it quite interesting. Ooh. The women's A grade, Robins are on top on 27, Warriors are 26, Wagen are 14, Williams are 7. So that one's all but set. The interesting one, women's B grade, Pingelly 24, All Blacks 24, Warriors 23, Wickapen 22, Brookton 19, Robins 14, Wagen 8, and Williams 3. So between first and fourth, 2 points.
Oh, gosh.
That's a nice competition there. And finally, our men's B grade, Warriors on 28, Wagen on 26, Williams on 22, Dunbuyung on 21, All Blacks on 19, Riffs 10, Olympics 8, and Pingelly on 4. So, yeah, still with 2 weeks to go. There still can be some big changes in the ladders.
Oh, I love games that way. It creates a bit more tension in the air as well.
Oh, makes for some really good hockey. We had some great games on the weekend, really high class and fast and furious. So that's what we want to see.
That's why we like it. Rocket, thank you very much. I'll chat to you on Friday.
See you then.
Draker for breakfast.
Great Southern Local, Phil, to chat about events happening around town, around the Great Southern. How are we doing?
Beautiful on this sunny morning, Draker.
Oh, yeah.
Chilly, but sunny.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it just sort of continues. Now, Keep Australia Beautiful Day. It's this weekend. Tell us about this.
Right. Well, there's a couple of events going on. The main event is if you roll along to the Lions Park on the main street in Narrogin at about just before 1:30 on Saturday, the 18th of August, you can register to assist in picking up litter around town, which I know it doesn't sound very exciting, but you feel good after you've done it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's a good contributing thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Lynn York is the main organiser, and she'd love to see as many people as possible out on Saturday, and I think from memory, the long-range forecast is the weather's going to be reasonable.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
From what I was reading, yeah, it's not going to pour down from what I'm hearing, which is good.
Yeah, and if we get lots of people, then a lot of the approach roads to Narrogin can be cleaned up, and it just makes our town look a lot nicer.
Absolutely.
Mm. And I know the Friends of the Narrogin Creek are going to be doing a clean up, and I think they're starting a bit earlier with activities from about 11:30.
Cool.
And they're going to do a bit of a clean up along Narrogin Creek, which is fantastic.
Well, that's all your details there. Now, another thing that's happening, Toy Library, they've got a bit of a fundraiser. Tell us about this.
They do. We've got a toy library at the YMCA Regional Leisure Centre. I'm not sure if you've ever noticed it tucked away on the way to the crèche at the centre, which is a fantastic service for families with young kids. So if you're having to buy all of those big ticket items like, you know, ride on cars and things like that, they've got a great source of all sorts of dress-ups and toys, lots of things. And for a small membership, you can borrow toys all through the year. And they're combining with Wild and Waste Free with a little bit of a fundraiser from the 17th of August to the 26th of August. So you're kind of helping the environment twice.
Absolutely.
Because, Wild and Waste Free are going to donate some money to the toy library, which is a great thing anyway. Saves people having to rush out and buy a whole lot of toys that, you know, that then aren't needed, et cetera, or wanted. And you can buy some environmentally friendly products, like Buzzy Bee wraps and all those sorts of great things, metal straws and, yeah. So helping the environment and your community twice.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, great to see there. A couple of great little events coming up. Thank you very much for the chat, and I'll chat to you next week.
Pleasure. See you, Draker.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now I've got the wandering guru, Denise, with me. Going to have a chat about pain versus pleasure.
Yes, we are.
The pleasure part, please.
Well, unfortunately, there's a bit of both. So hello, everybody. And I was talking to someone down in the lovely new Wandering Tavern the other day about this. So pop in if you're ever passing through Wandering. And this is pain versus pleasure, something I come up with a lot. What do you think it is, Draker?
Choosing to go with something that's more desirable, pleasure, than going against pain in terms of the choices you make? Yeah? No.
Well, that actually sounds obvious, but unfortunately we do it the other way around. And the true fact is every single human being, in every choice we make, we do it to avoid pain and gain pleasure.
Okay, so what do we need to do to change that?
First thing I do is tell people what they'd like to be. And when they realize what they'd really like to be, they notice there's a bit of change involved. They might have to go back to college. They might have to get that promotion. They might have to step outside of their comfort zone. And that little bit of pain of uncertainty and change feels too much, but they forget how much pleasure they will get at the end.
So it's about just dealing with what could be, I don't know, a bit of mental anguish, pain, if you want to put it that way, mm-hmm. going through studying and all that sort of stuff. But then the end goal being the pleasure, being I'm doing something that I love.
Exactly. And the doors it opens for them, it gives them more money to do more choices, to get more satisfaction in themselves. The pleasure is huge. But what happens is people stay where they are, forgetting that how much pain they're in staying stuck. And they go for the simple little pleasure, the bottle of wine, the bar of chocolate, the night out with the girls. All important, but it's short term. Okay. So face a little bit of pain.
Yeah, well, when I first heard about this subject, I was thinking about women, how a lot of women wear high heels, some guys as well, yeah. and they go through that pain of having that, but the pleasure of looking fabulous, is that sort
that's of that's actually very good. I wouldn't have even thought of that myself, so that's a good one. Yeah, exactly. So the little bit of pain of wearing the heels, girls, gets you a really good night and might get you seen. But have a think about the pain you are in staying stuck. Is that actually worse than facing a little bit of pain of uncertainty? Certainty and change?
Let's say it's not.
Get off your ass and do it. Thank you, Uru from the Guru.
Cheers, Denise.